Chapter 4, The Breaking Point.
The Grand Council Chamber of Mercury was a marvel of architecture, its vast dome reflecting the warm glow of artificial sunlight. The walls were lined with intricate murals depicting the planet's history, from its ancient warring tribes to the formation of the modern planetary government. The chamber's very design was meant to inspire unity, though tonight, unity was fraying at the seams. Councilors sat in a semicircle around a grand table, their robes of office reflecting their station. The discussion had long turned heated, as it often did when the topic of the Kurai resistance arose. At the center of it all was Alaric Thallos, his expression carefully measured as Minister Yombros leaned forward.
"I must insist, Chancellor,"
Yombros said, his voice carrying a sharp, almost taunting edge.
"Mars has invested much in Mercury's stability. If your government cannot control the radicals who threaten that stability, then we may be forced to do it ourselves."
Alaric exhaled sharply.
"Mars has no right to dictate how we handle our own people."
"Then handle them,"
Lombros shot back.
"Before they handle you."
A low murmur spread through the chamber, some councillors nodding in agreement, others whispering among themselves. Councillor Dielun Gos, an elder statesman known for his unwavering stance against the Kurai, slowly rose to his feet. The chamber quieted as he spoke.
"Mercury must not bow to radicals, nor allow itself to become a battlefield for warring factions,"
he declared.
"We cannot bend to threats from the Kurai nor from..."
A sharp crack split the air. For a moment, everything seemed frozen in time. Then blood splattered across the black reflective table. Councillor Gos staggered, his mouth open in shock. A smoking hole burned straight through his chest. The scent of scorched flesh filled the air as he collapsed onto the table, lifeless. Panic erupted. Screams filled the chamber as councillors scrambled to take cover. Guards rushed forward, weapons drawn, forming a defensive line around the remaining councillors. From the shadows along the vaulted chamber walls, figures in dark eclipse armor emerged. Their obsidian black visors reflected the flickering council lights, making them appear like specters of the void. Their leader, a towering figure clad in reinforced combat gear, lowered a smoking energy weapon. The assassination attempt had failed. Alaric was still standing, but blood had been spilled.
"Seal the chamber!"
one of the guards shouted. The great doors groaned as they slid shut, locking the councillors inside with their attackers. Alaric didn't hesitate. He grabbed a stunned councillor by the arm, pulling them behind the protective cover of an overturned chair. His heart pounded, but his mind was razor-focused. The eclipse had turned the council chamber into a war zone. Amidst the chaos, one of the assassins activated a short-range communicator. Their voice distorted through the modulator.
"Target missed! We neutralized the wrong councillor! Orders!"
A crackling response came through, the voice cold and precise.
"Kill them all!"
A storm of plasma fire erupted. Energy bolts streaked across the chamber, slamming into walls and furniture. Councillors ducked for cover, some crying out as they scrambled behind pillars. Alaric rolled behind the table, drawing a concealed energy blade from his coat. He pressed a hidden switch, and a golden plasma edge flared to life. He wasn't just a politician. He was forever Solari. One of the Eclipse Assassins lunged toward him. Alaric sidestepped, bringing his blade up in a precise arc. The energy blade carved through the assassin's weapon, sending molten shards clattering to the floor. The Eclipse Warrior snarled and threw a fistful of fire, a signature Eclipse technique. Alaric barely had time to react, twisting out of the way as the flames licked past him, searing the side of his coat. Before the assassin could strike again, the council chamber doors suddenly opened. A new force stormed in. The Kurai Resistance. Alaric's breath caught as he realized what was happening. The Eclipse and the Kurai were fighting each other. It was obvious their alliance was over. A squad of Kurai warriors, clad in crimson and black combat gear, charged into the chamber. Their leader, a hardened woman with a cruel scar across her cheek, barked a command.
Kill the traitorous Eclipse!
The chamber descended into complete mayhem as the Kurai opened fire on the Eclipse. An Eclipse assassin near the council table turned his weapon on his former allies, sending a hail of plasma fire into the Kurai ranks. The once coordinated attack dissolved into a brutal melee, with fire and blades clashing in all directions. Alaric seized the opportunity. He turned to the stunned guards and counselors who were still alive.
We have to get out of here. Follow me!
A desperate escape had begun as fire and plasma bolts streaked across the chamber. Smoke curled toward the vaulted ceiling, the air thick with the scent of burning fabric, ozone, and blood. The Eclipse and the Kurai were locked in ferocious combat. After making it a short distance, Alaric ducked low, helping a wounded counselor to their feet. The man was bleeding from a gash across his arm, but he was still able to move.
Stay close to me,
Alaric commanded, eyes scanning for an exit. One of the Kurai, a muscular man with ritualistic red tattoos along his jawline, spotted him.
Chancellor Thalos,
he shouted, dodging an Eclipse fire blast.
Come with me, I will get you to safety.
Alaric hesitated.
Why should I trust you?
The Kurai barely dodged a knife from an Eclipse assassin, then retaliated with a precise roundhouse kick that sent the attacker crashing into a broken pillar. He turned back to Alaric, eyes burning with urgency.
Because I didn't come here to kill you. They did.
He nodded toward the Eclipse.
We got word, and we're here to save you.
Alaric gritted his teeth. He had no love for the Kurai, but right now, they weren't the ones trying to assassinate him. Fine, Alaric said. But if this is a trick, I swear.
Save the threats for later.
The Kurai interrupted, grabbing Alaric's arm and pulling him into motion. As the fighting raged, a new presence entered the chamber. Alaric and the Kurai stopped to watch a figure cloaked in black, moving with the grace of a shadow, descend from above, landing in the center of the battle. He stood tall and unshaken, watching the carnage unfold before him. His armor, adorned with black and silver engravings, identified him as someone far above the foot soldiers fighting here. A Kurai turned and charged him. In a blur, the new arrival unsheathed the curved energy blade and severed the attacker's weapon. And then, his life. The Eclipse warriors paused in their assault, immediately recognizing their superior. The Kurai resistance, however, grew uneasy. The black-cloaked figure lifted his blade, pointing it at the leader of the Kurai. His voice was low, but it carried through the chamber like a death sentence.
You should have obeyed!
With a flick of his wrist, he sent a wave of crackling black fire through the air. It engulfed two of the Kurai in its path. Their screams rung through the hall before their collapsed, burned husks. The Eclipse had brought a master to the battle. Alaric felt the Kurai beside him tense in fear.
Go!
The warrior yelled, shoving Alaric forward.
Get out of here!
Alaric didn't argue. He grabbed the wounded counselor and ran. Alaric, the surviving counselors, and a handful of guards rushed toward the emergency exit, a hidden passage that led deeper underground. Alaric opened the door and rushed everyone through. Before following behind them, he could see Eclipse assassins in pursuit. Keep moving, Alaric shouted. The passage was dark and narrow, lit only by flickering emergency lights. The walls trembled from the battle raging above.
Chancellor!
A voice crackled through Alaric's communicator. It was Serafina.
Al, where are you?
Escaping, he panted. Goss was killed. The Eclipse attacked the chamber. We're under siege. The Kurai and Eclipse are killing each other. There was a brief pause. Then Serafina's voice returned, hardened with resolve.
I'm sending reinforcements. Hold on.
Alaric reached the end of the passage, where an old security door stood in his way. He slammed his fist against the control panel. Locked.
Stand back,
one of the guards just arriving said, pulling a charge from his belt. He slapped it onto the door, set the timer, and shielded his face just as the blast blew it open. Fresh air rushed in. Alaric didn't wait. He led the survivors through the breach, stepping out onto a landing pad where a fleet of Solari ships was already descending to extract them. The battle for the council chamber was over. But the war between the Eclipse and Kurai had just begun.